Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, I'd love your input on this one as well. The 51551. Women account for 13% of all farm holders across the country, but close to 60,000 more women work in the sector with little or no recognition either. A two-day event called Your One, Understanding Rural Women in Agriculture Needs, is running today and tomorrow in Donegal, with the organisers, the Agri-Climate Rural Environment Scheme, or ACRES, hoping it raises the awareness of the role of women in agriculture play and the challenges they face as well. I'm joined now by Project Officer for ACRES Donegal, Aileen Collery, and Sheep Farmer Joanne Devaney. You're both very welcome indeed to the programme. Aileen, I might turn to you first of all. The two-day event called Your One, and I actually had to double-check with my producer to make sure that I wasn't going to commit an awful sin, but it is called Your One. The 2020 census tells us that 13%, as I say, of all farm holders across the country are women, but that's not really the full picture, Aileen, is it?
No, well, you know, 13% are registered as farm holders, but exactly like you said, Cormac, and thanks very much for having me on. 58,000 women exist within the Irish farms without visibility or farm holder status. And, you know, not only does this underrepresent their input to agriculture, it also negatively impacts their ability to avail of funding through things like agricultural schemes or lending institutes.
How so?
Because if they don't have their name, if their name is not, they don't have a herd number associated with their name, they can't go independently for schemes. They cannot go to lending institutes because they don't have the farm in their own name. And they can't access all of those support groups that they would, that a farmer would be able to, should be able to access independently.
Okay, I get you. So if the farmer, who's female in this instance, goes into the bank or the organisation or authority or whatever the case may be, with the forms filled, it's as simple as that. They say, well, who really owns the farm or who runs the farm?
That's exactly it. And we know, especially in Ireland, you know, this is kind of a historic thing for, to a certain degree, Cormac, is that, you know, historically the farm was handed down to the male, and that's the way we did things, and females did not get their own herd numbers. And so this restricts their access to land, and it restricts their access to be able to manage farms in their own right. And we know that women contribute greatly to farming. We know that they lamb ewes, that they feed cattle, feed sheep. They do as much of the jobs now in farming enterprises as men do. Because quite often men possibly need to go out and work away from the farm as well. And therefore, possibly if the female is at home looking after children, that they are doing jobs on the farm as well at the same time.
Is that not, is that still the case, that the farm is passed down to the eldest son and not necessarily the daughter? But that's gone now, is it?
Well, it's changing. But it is slow enough to change.
Is it?
And I suppose what drives the changing is the fact that more females are going into third level education. They're doing more ag science courses. I know that particularly in, you know, here in Letterkenny, ATU, they have 60% of their students, up to 60% are females. But, you know, the idea really is to recognise the contributions that women make, for women themselves to put value on those contributions, and for women to be able to verbalise those contributions, to say, yes, actually, we do all of those things, and, you know, we need to get credit in our own right.
Well,
for
you
that.
you couldn't, Aileen, have teed it up better. Stay with me. We're going to speak with a sheep farmer, Joanne Devaney. Now, Joanne, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, how are you keeping? Thanks for having me.
Not too bad. What got you started in farming, Joanne?
So I grew up in a sheep farm there under Ben Bulbin in County Sligo. So my father farmed before me and his grandfather. And I suppose it was in the blood from the start. And then I, as Aileen said, I went on and done third level education. And now I'm an agricultural advisor with Chagas as well.
Okay. You had no second thoughts about it, did you?
No, I think it was fairly written from, it was nearly written in the stars for me now. It was going to be the way I was going to end up.
Really? It is, I mean, not that I'm a farmer, but every single farmer that I talk to tells me that it's a great way of life. So I can understand that it was written in the stars or in the blood. Tell me, how important, Joanne, is an event like your one for you now?
It was really good. It was nice to kind of get together with some women and discuss, I suppose, the challenges that women are facing in agriculture, and just promote it amongst us and broader again, and get the word out there, you know, that there are challenges and that we need to speak out and have ourselves heard.
What would you like changed the most, do you think?
I suppose at the end of the day, we just want equal opportunity, and we want to promote our role in farming in the country and have equal opportunities there available for girls that are looking to get into farming, and young people in general as well.
Do you feel
to have the support there for
okay.
them?
Okay. And do you feel that you don't have equality when it comes to farming in your own kind of personal sphere, in your own experience?
Not really. I've been lucky enough, in fairness. I always had the support of my family. So we have a sheep shearing business at home, and my brother and my dad shore before me. So I took up sheep shearing the same, and I was given the same opportunity. So I'm lucky like that. But I know not everyone else gets the same opportunity. So I suppose I've been privileged enough in that sense.
Okay. Can I go back to you for a second, Aileen? What kind of policy changes from government are you looking for?
Well, I think, you know, we need to really support women better, and the government needs to come out and do that and put structures in place. We know that, you know, there is a national rural network scheme for women and gender balance in farming. This needs to be tackled. I know Minister Hackett brought out a new scheme there in May, offering support for that. And we know that there are elements there that will work, but we need the collaboration, and we need it from the top down, and then we know that the women are there, we need it from the bottom up as well. So we need women to come out and speak for themselves, and we need the mechanisms to come together and collaborate. And that's what Your One was about. It was about getting women in one room and just talking to each other and try and set up networks.
Okay, well, it's a great pleasure to speak with you both, I must say. Aileen Collery, Acres Donegal Project Officer, and sheep farmer Joanne Devaney, thank you both very much indeed for that.